Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and it is my pleasure to be here with you today. This marks 6 years. Today marks officially 6 years. Somebody mentioned, well, I just assumed since you started on a Monday that the first day of May is the anniversary, and I guess we could look at it that way, and, you know, I could have celebrated the anniversary 2 days in a row. But actually, Monday, May 2nd was when I actually started CSE Talk Radio, and it was a whirlwind of a morning, and if you were here with me then, you know that I've gotten a lot more relaxed and a little better, a little more professional, mostly, most of the time, behind the microphone. I've come a long way, and I have a lot yet to learn. I don't have to think very hard when people ask me, why do you keep doing what you do, especially if you're not making any money? Somebody asked me this the other night. And I just tell them, because I'm the fool that believes she can make a difference, that I can encourage those Americans who are ready to give up and rally the troops for liberty to bring America home. I'm only a wife, only a mother, only a sister, only a cousin. I'm an aunt. I'm a grandmother. They call me Meemaw. And I'm a great-grandmother. And I'm a simple woman. I don't have a big college degree. I don't have any college degree. But I love my nation as if it were my own child. For some reason, I have that affection. I believe in life. I believe in liberty. I believe in true and independence. I believe in the Republic, we the people. I believe we the people are supposed to be in charge. I believe in private property, and I believe in the American dream. I'm not a farmer. I was once married to one, and we went through some pretty rough times in our lives then, and now he's full-time construction. I'm not a rancher. I do live in rural America, and I absolutely love rural America. Though others have suggested perhaps the show or myself would be more successful, bigger, if we move to the city, to New York, like other talk shows. But I will not do that. I have no desire to do that. I have a different idea that I truly think will benefit all of us. And the desire to become extremely rich and famous is not me. That's not who I am. That's not my goal. Making a modest living would be nice, but the goal is to bring America home. I do love all of America, from sea to shining sea. We are a unique nation, although we're starting to look a little less unique. I have a deep-seated respect for the sacrifice of our founding fathers, those that, you know, they made great sacrifice, that you and I might have a free nation and be independent. I have a deep-seated and heartfelt responsibility to do whatever I can do to save a nation that seems hell-bent on self-destruction. Bring America home is my special tagline. I believe the Lord brought this to me one night. I think I've shared that with you before. Sleep wasn't coming easy. I was just starting the show. Things were rough, as they still are. My son wrote the song that you hear closing each show, Coming Home. He said he wrote that his freshman year in college. He was a little homesick, and he wanted to write something that challenged him on the guitar picking. Are we coming home? Our founding fathers signed a paper, the Declaration of Independence, which that literally sealed their fate and their families. They wrote, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." We are that tired, tireless minority, although I get pretty tired sometimes. 6 years ago, we had a pledge going on for a donation. You'd receive the certificate. The last 2 years, you, the listeners, have been lifting me up and keeping the show alive. I absolutely feel your care and your love. While I'm certain you don't fully realize what this has been for me, I do know that you fully love this nation, and we are in this battle for liberty and for God together. The Prayer of Jabez was real popular many years ago. And the Prayer of Jabez was not about a personal success and wealth, but about serving God. I often think about that. These past difficult years, I've thought about that simple prayer. And I'm going to ask you today, if you will maybe write this down or open up your Bible and say this prayer from time to time for CSC Talk Radio and for me, not that we will be great for us, but for God. And here's how that goes. This is out of 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his wish, his request. That was in the New International Version. I like it because it says, enlarge my territory. But the King James Version also says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. As I read this, I thought about just now that it may not grieve me. This nation is grieving because we have been consumed with evil. I do have a dream of how we can truly circle the wagons. We talked about that last week. It does take money. Everything takes money, unfortunately. But as I'm going to share with you this dream of mine, and I want you to keep it in your prayers and in your thoughts. But as other news networks are under attack, and even falling to the left side, the dark side of socialism, away from God, I believe CSC Talk Radio's common sense and truth and caring should circle the wagons. Rural America, our rural radio stations, so many are out there. So many need CSC Talk Radio. They just don't know it yet. Paying the bills now is a month-to-month concern. While we have been given the assurance of $30,000 for the satellite switchover, CSC Talk Radio still needs that additional $30,000 to replace equipment here, computers, software, microphones, headphones, etc., and the broadcasting equipment. Now, I had been talking about how old these computers are. I lost one last week that has my database on there. That's really causing a few pains. 6 years. 6 years. That I don't regret. I don't regret it at all. I do grieve a bit at the burden I've put on others. At home and in my retirement future, which I really don't plan to retire. We're going to talk about that later because I have an article that my mentor wrote about why I can't retire. Bring America home, back to God, back to common sense, and back to liberty. There is some news to share today. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm celebrating. I may be a party of one. 6 years. We're still here. People said we wouldn't last 6 months. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com/CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. While I'm basking in my 6 years, I want to remind you that CJ Hadley is celebrating 25 years. And so the May issue of Range Magazine is the 100th issue. I want you to do me a favor and send her a congratulations card. And I'm looking for her address again. I keep printing it off and losing it. Here it is. If you would just send her a congratulatory card from you and that you appreciate her being on CSC Talk Radio. It's go just to CJ Hadley, Range Magazine, Post Office Box 639, Carson City, Nevada, 89702. Now, there's a different address, which I don't have in front of me, for sending for a donation. And I'll try to get that on the next commercial break so that I'll have it for you. CJ and I share a lot in common with the struggles that we have gone through as we fight for liberty. And she lifts me up, and every now and then she gives me a call and says, "How are you doing?" And she talked to me one time about some of the things that she went through, and she wouldn't ever tell anybody. But it was rough. rougher than I have had it, because I have a husband that's working, and he's at least keeping the lights on. But he's keeping the lights on at home. We're not putting any home into the business, except for he buys my food and coffee. But C.J. Hadley, 25 years. What an accomplishment. 25 years of truth in journalism. Sean Hannity says journalism's dead. Well, Sean Hannity hasn't read Range Magazine. That's why we need to circle the wagons. Because the Sean Hannitys, and I watch him, and I get along with him okay. I don't know him personally. And the big stars out there that you see on the multi-news platforms, they may mention once in a while what the Bundys and the Hages went through, but they're not here. They talk about Congress, and they talk about the parties and the corruption, which we do need to talk about that, and I talk about it too. But they're not here fighting for your property rights. They don't realize what you are really going through with your electric bill. They're rich and famous, making millions of dollars. Many of them work their way up. I'm not going to give them any discredit for that. They have worked hard. But this little show is truly your voice. They're the voice of another network. This show is your voice. Can we keep it that way? Can we circle the wagons? You know, if you circle the wagons in all the little rural stations that are around this nation, they're going to know. And they're going to gasp because they didn't know. They're going to want Range Magazine. I may be able to resurrect the pen. They're going to want to know more of the truth that's going on in this nation. I mentioned yesterday that Kasich says Trump only won because this nation is far away from God. Well, he is right about it being far away from God. When we're okay with killing babies, we're far away from God. You read the biblical stories about where the king went in and killed all the babies that were 2 years old and younger, all the male children. He did it for power, because he was afraid that that was a king that was going to take his place. Why are we killing babies? For convenience, out of fear. Those children have a right to live, but not in this free nation. They, when we had Bring America Home, the campaign going on, it was for a donation, but I want to read that campaign just a little bit to you now. Because it is a commitment, it was a pledge. It was not nearly the pledge that our founding fathers made. But as a member of Bring America Home, I commit, this was what you were committing to do my part to better our homeland and nation, to devote personal time to daily prayer, to read and know the Declaration of Independence and study our U.S. Constitution. Unless we do that, we don't know what home we're going to. To know, to know and remember, honor, and pass along the true history of our nation and our founding fathers. You know, lest we know where we came from, we can't know where we're going. To vote people, and not politicians, into the service of our nation. To support CSC Talk Radio through listening and encouragement and utilizing research and educational materials as I can and contribute monetarily if and when possible. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, do hereby promise that we will stand fast, stand firm, stand strong, and stand together as one people under God. We do this to preserve our American heritage for future generations, to preserve freedom and liberties, that we will better able to honor our Lord and our Savior. I believe that Bring America Home, that tagline, was given to me by the Holy Spirit, and I hold fast to that. Because that's where we need to go, is home. There's been an arrest. This is just to show the depth of the corruption and deception. And why do we elect these people? It is beyond my comprehension and understanding. But Democrat Representative Brown stole millions from children. And the FBI agents testifies to unspeakable scam. Getting elected to the United States Congress is much less difficult than getting to the Senate for a host of reasons. And because congressional districts can be quite small with narrow and extreme political tastes, some real characters make it to D.C. Well, I think that's pretty true with the Senate as well. Former Democratic Representative Corinne Brown of Florida was one of the most eccentric members of Congress. She had a well-earned reputation for her bizarre appearance and behavior. But it's looking like she may be also a serious financial criminal. It's a story of lying, cheating, and stealing, says the prosecutors. Last year, Brown pleaded not guilty to 22 federal charges relating to a nonprofit charity. I'm back to where I don't really trust some of these nonprofit charities. Most of the charges have to do with the defunct One Door for Education, which was presented to the public as a charity helping poor children receive education. Prosecutors believe that Brown used One Door as her own personal bank account. And they arrested her. It says on Wednesday, FBI agent Vanessa Stelly testified that money intended for the children's charity had gone into the shared bank account of Brown and her daughter, Chantrell. A $3,000 donation to the charity was moved from the charity bank account to joint account belonging to the mother and the daughter. Right out of the mouths of babes. She had no qualms in taking that money. And she was an elected official representing the people of Florida. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It's my 6-year anniversary. I'm having a party. Actually, I'm having a cup of coffee. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. What do you think about bringing America home? 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is the 6th anniversary of CSC Talk Radio. Maybe you're tired of hearing that. I'm going to say it every segment here because I'm celebrating it. It's a milestone for me. I said, as rough as things have been, every year is a milestone. Hey, every month is a milestone for us. We have an article here that also shows how far away from God this nation has come. Now, we've heard about the bathroom situations. We've heard about the transgender situation with the bathrooms and the sex changes. And, you know, they want insurance to pay for those. And I'm thinking, you know, well, I could use a little facelift here, you know, a little work here. Maybe I should get that paid for, a little tummy tuck, a little something. You know, those things are optional in life. You don't have to have them. Well, this is a transgender activist, and she is suing New York. Says New York has forced her into prostitution. I'm sorry. A transgender activist with a long history of filing lawsuits against the city of New York is at it again. Where do they get the money for this? Well, I guess we'll find that out. This time, claiming the city made prostitution the only option to earn money. Are you ready for this? For her dog. Transgender rights activist Mariah Lopez, born Brian Lopez, is suing the city over a claim that a homeless shelter rejected a request to bring the animal inside the shelter. After the rejection, Lopez claims to have been forced to take up prostitution to care for the dog. I guess she couldn't just go get a job like other people. Lopez claimed to be forced into sex work to afford the cost of boarding her dog, his dog, whatever, Chico, Chica, when the Bronx shelter rejected the animal. Despite Lopez's claim that the acts of prostitution are recent, the New York Post notes that Lopez had at least 6 prostitution arrests going back as far as 2004. And in the lawsuit, Lopez says the city is violating the Americans with Disabilities Act by barring entry to the dog. But officials for the city counter that there is no proof that the dog is a service animal, which would qualify it to be welcomed into the shelter. You know, I worked in a medical clinic, and we've all seen the seeing eye dogs, but there was a gentleman that came in and he was deaf. And it was a hearing dog companion for him. The dog could hear things. And it was amazing. They showed me some of the things that the dog was able to do, and it was amazing. Well, back to the story here. We do not believe it is a service animal. We do not believe it performs any task, a city lawyer said in the recent court hearings. Lopez claims the sex work is necessary to pay for traveling between the shelter and the kennel where the dog is boarded. But city attorneys say that the dog issue is not a blank check to act like a jerk. So she's got a dog. She claims she's got a disability. I don't know what her disability is. But she, or he, whatever you want to call her, is suing the city because she's been forced to take work prostituting in order to take care of her dog. That would be opposed to giving up the dog, putting the dog in a adoption shelter. That would be opposed to going and getting a job at McDonald's. You know, how crazy are we in this nation? How bad have we fallen away from God? I'd think we'd be pretty darn homesick by now and want to come home. U.S. travel alert for Europe issued by State Department. This is how rough it's getting across this globe. A U.S. travel alert for Europe was issued on Monday by the State Department saying Americans should be aware of a continued threat of terrorist attacks throughout the continent. In the alert, the State Department cited recent incidents in France, Russia, Sweden, and the United Kingdom and said Islamic State of Al-Qaeda have the ability to plan and execute terrorist attacks in Europe. The State Department's previous travel alert for Europe, issued ahead of the winter holiday season, expired in February, but a State Department official said Monday's alert was not prompted by a specific threat, but rather recognition of the continuing risk of attacks, especially ahead of the summer holidays. The alert expires on 1st of September. Malls, government facilities, hotels, clubs, restaurants, places of worship, parks, airports, and other locations are all possible targets for attacks. That's what's coming out of the State Department. We have gone so far in appeasing our enemies, feeling sorry for our enemies, that we're in danger around the globe from Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Truly a sad ordeal. I believe that the left, the haters of our president, that show all kinds of disrespect, personal attacks, personal insults, showing no respect whatsoever to President Donald Trump or his family, I believe they are part of the threat in this nation. because of how they behave. And we see that coming out of other nations as well. Socialists have been running around the globe for a long time, taking over nations. It would appear that we have been taken over pretty deep. Socialists aren't known for depending on God. The Democrat Brown that's in trouble because she's taking money that she told people was going to go to children's education. She's not an honest person. Janet Napolitano that hid almost $200,000 million, wasn't it? I'll have to go back and look at that article. So that they could raise tuition, have an excuse to raise the tuition on the college students. We should be outraged by things like that. That is criminal. That is so lacking in integrity. There's no morality in that. There's no honesty in that. The colleges that throw all these protests, violent protests, not peaceable, violent protests against any conservative that would come in and speak. They call conservative speak hate speak. You know, the Boston Massacre that took place at the onset of our revolution, before we were really signed that Declaration of Independence, the King's government called it an incident. It was just an incident that Americans got killed, colonists were killed. They didn't want anyone to know how bad it really was. It was just an incident. Well, are these just incidents across this nation, in our universities and our colleges? Should we not be concerned about the lack of respect for our president? It doesn't matter if you like him or not. He needs to be respected. I think that was one of my biggest upsets was President Barack Obama, really because of his own his own lack of stepping up when he drew a red line, his lack of following through on certain things. That's why he wasn't respected. We need to have respect for that office. We don't have to accept everything they've done and be glad, but we need to have respect. And I think it's a slap in the face of all of us that have not. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I have some good news here, and we will be right back.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ today about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great moreover is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th to the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I did say I had one good news, and I think it's good. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have David from Arizona. David, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Beth Ann, and so good to hear your voice on. I refer to your program as Freedom Radio, and I want you to know that there is a lot of your listeners that feel exactly the same way you do. Don't pay attention to the weak ones that it's everything's negative, you know. I love this country with a passion so deep. I don't care much for the people that serve in our government. I think our government needs a good house cleaning. A lot of them need to go to jail, and I think the federal government could function at 10% the size and number of people that are in it. But that's asking for too much. So I would settle for one-third the size it is now.
All right. Well, you know, it's they're supposed to be representing us, and they're not. And that, I think the fact that they're getting so filthy rich up there in D.C. is a telltale sign that they're not representing the people at all. And Elizabeth Warren going out there and beating the bush and beating up all the rich people as she's gained, you know, to $15 million worth, it's pretty hypocritical.
Oh, the hypocrisy is epidemic proportion inside the Beltway. And, you know, as long as the federal government is as large as it is now, we can never clean it up. It's too complex. It needs to be far simpler and far smaller, the federal government does.
You know, David, that upsets me whenever they say, oh, you don't understand, it's not that simple. Well, it should be. The reason it's not that simple is because they have made it, I'm going to quote a girlfriend of mine, she likes to use this word, convoluted. They have made it a mess with all their lawyer talk and all their the way the bill should not have to be thousands of pages or even hundreds of pages. If it's more than 12, I think it's too long. They need to simplify it. And if it's something that's too complicated, maybe we don't need it.
Convolution is how you hide stuff.
You got it.
You hang in there, you stay strong, and remember, I refer to your program as my Freedom Radio program.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, David. I appreciate that. Maybe we'll rename it. Maybe we'll name it that. Thank you very much. I appreciate the encouragement. We do have good news. You know, they are arresting people. They are taking down this cartel. The federal authorities arrested close to two dozen in Sinaloa, I don't know how to say that, cartel operatives responsible for moving drug shipments from Mexico to various cities throughout the nation. The leader of the cell, who remains a fugitive, is a convicted drug trafficker who was previously deported. After more than 16 months of investigation, federal authorities arrested 23 members of a drug trafficking cell tied to the, and I'm going to spell it because I don't know how to pronounce it, S-I-N-A-L-O-A, Sinaloa Cartel. And this cell was led by 30-year-old Luis Angel Briseño Lopez. Information provided to Breitbart, Texas, by the U.S. Attorney's Office was revealed. Anyway, they're breaking it up, but this guy, the leader, is still at large. He has not been apprehended yet, and he's already been deported more than once. What's going on? While you may say, well, there are innocent people coming across the border, perhaps they're not drug traffickers. Perhaps they aren't all rapists. Perhaps they aren't all human traffickers. But they are all illegal if they're crossing that border. There is no other nation that has an open border policy like that. And there can be no other nation. There can be no nation survive such an invasion. Now, if they wanted to become American citizens, and I'm all for maybe making that a simpler deal, to look at that. I'm okay with them if they want to become an American citizen devoted to this nation. But I'm not okay if they come here and say, you need to change your ways to accommodate us because we don't speak your language. I'm not okay with that. You can't go to Mexico and do that. You can't go to Rome. You know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. When you go to another country, you have to adapt. Well, we're just about out of time, and I've talked about this being my sixth anniversary, CSC Talk Radio sixth anniversary. The very first speech, the very first time I was asked to speak after I took over the, after I started CSC Talk Radio, I didn't take over anything. I had to start from scratch. We had just lost Derry Brownfield, who was my mentor, and I worked for him for 20 years with his talk show. And I'm not going to have time to share this, but he wrote an article, and that's what I shared when I gave this speech. He says, why I can't retire. He said, people continually ask me, and they've been asking me that because I'm getting to that age now too, when am I going to retire? And he would say, very Derry day. He said, there is no Hebrew word for retirement. Apparently, God did not see a reason for his people to stop working. In fact, Moses didn't become a national leader until he was in his 80s, and he lived to be 120, and he walked to his own funeral. He said, I have had many different jobs, and that speaks for me as well, in my lifetime, and I enjoyed every one of them, and I enjoyed what I'm doing now. I could see no reason to retire. I feel I have an obligation to my listeners, my readers, and my advertisers. I owe them everything because they are worth it. I can't retire now because there is no one in farm broadcasting willing to fill my position. I am truly one of a kind, Derry Brownfield said, because I do not receive radio advertising from big agribusinesses. He goes on in here and he talks about other things. And I don't have time to share it all with you. But he also quotes out of Psalms 49:3, "My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be understanding." Gary taught me a lot. He hired me over 20 years ago to clear his desk, and he challenged me to take over the mic. And I was honored to be his sidekick and co-host. We laughed daily in the studio, and occasionally we fought over the coffee and the chocolate and a few other things. But we always strove to bring the news that no other network can bring or will bring. And I'm most certainly not Gary. I'm not Gary. Nobody had his unique wit and humor. But CSC Talk Radio is here for you. It's here for you. It is your voice. As David said, it's Freedom Radio. I don't always get it right, but I try to. Other stations, other networks are being attacked. It's time for us to circle the wagons. Will you help me do that? Will you be in prayer for CSC Talk Radio? Because it is imperative, if we're going to bring America home, that we do that in prayer. Bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.